Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 60, Prescription of Hope.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. It is an honor and a privilege to have you with me here today. Our purpose here at the Pathway to Promise is to be a voice of encouragement and hope to you to help you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. We do that through inspirational stories and teaching and by hearing from great authors and leaders and thought leaders and teachers and people who are successful in business and in health and in self-development and in financial management. All these areas that can help you overcome the areas which we often are having difficult to deal with, death in the family or disease, something like a divorce or a bankruptcy, any number of things that you may happen in your life that you need to deal with. We're here to be helpful through conversation and through commentary, through storytelling, and through lessons from great leaders. You can find out more about us at pathwaypromise.com. We have a free gift for you there. It's called the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. You can go there. It's a guide to help you start and end your day as a success, and you can go there. You can also check us out on and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and on Stitcher and other outlets as well. My name is Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for 40 years and have a doctoral degree in life transformation. Here to be helpful to you with great stories of encouragement and hope like this one right now. Why do people buy cosmetics? Why do people purchase diet supplements and weight loss products? Why do people focus so much money, time, and attention on their appearance? Well, according to Charles Revson, who was the founder of the cosmetic giant firm Revlon, he said this: in our factory, we make lipstick. In our advertising, we sell hope. People in the advertising world know that people need hope. It's the emotion they need, not necessarily the product itself. It is the emotion of hope that they feel internally. Why do you think lottery tickets are so popular and sell so well, especially among people in difficult circumstances? One poor mother who was raising three children on a small salary earned from a menial paying job of hard work, of hard labor. She was asked by a reporter, "Why do you waste your money on a lottery ticket when you can hardly make ends meet?" The woman said, "Yeah, I buy a lottery ticket every day. But a dollar is not too much to pay for 24 hours of hope." Statistically, I think almost all of us are aware that gambling is not likely to pay off. It will almost always disappoint. But, like all of us, this woman needed, craved, had to have hope. Hope is vital to your life, and without it, many of us will come to the conclusion that life is just not worth living, that the lack of fulfillment in our lives means that the value of our life is diminished. When hope is gone, you have nothing left. Norman Cousins, the writer of several books about recovering and overcoming difficult situations, including illness and cancer, wrote in his book, Head First, The Biology of Hope, and he talks about the power of hope. He tells about two physicians, who were at a national conference. They were specialists in cancer, and one of the doctors was complaining to the other. And he said, we use the same drugs, the same dosage of drugs, the same schedule of treatment, the same protocols. Yet I'm looking at the numbers here, and I get a 22% recovery rate, and you get a 74% recovery rate. How do you explain that? And the other doctor, the one who had the very good recovery rate, responded. He said, well, my friend, we both use some of the same basic drugs and chemotherapies to treat our patients. We both use etoposide and platinol and Onkovin and hydroxyurea. If you put the first letters of those four drugs together, they are EPOH. That's what you're going to give them. EPOH. But I choose to, when I tell people about these drugs, I put them together and explain to them that they are receiving H, hydroxyurea, O, Onkovin, P, platinol, E, etoposide, hope, H-O-P-E. And I emphasize, when we use these drugs along with the other treatments, they have a chance. Here's my word to you today, friends. You have a chance. As long as you're drawing breath, you have life. You have opportunities. You can overcome whatever adversity in your life to achieve success. You have a chance to have meaningfulness in your life and overcome meaninglessness. You have a chance for meaningful relationships. You may not believe it, but it's true. You have a chance to get healthy. You have a chance to overcome depression. You have a chance and hope to recover from debt and financial reversal. You have a chance to overcome divorce and tragedy. You have a chance to do all things. That's what I want to emphasize to you today, friends. Don't give up. For with God's help, the help of a higher power, with other people in your life, and taking positive action, and having the discipline to carry through with things, you have hope. You have the prescription of hope. What a joy it has been for you to join me today on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. We are here to serve you. You can always leave your comments on the website, pathwaypromise.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/pathwaypromise. On our website, you can find back episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast with great teachings from great leaders and teachers and great stories of encouragement and hope. And we have a free gift for you there, the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. We're here to be helpful to you, to help you overcome adversity, to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
To Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your pathway to promise.